Hello, today is Thursday, September 20th, 2018. I'm Joe Schmidt with TC2, and this is Staying Connected. One of the most hotly contested subjects when negotiating telecom and IT master agreements is data security. On today's podcast, when we refer to data security, we mean the obligations a service provider has to protect its customers' data, particularly highly sensitive data like personal identifiable information, or PII. Let's dig deeper into this critically important aspect of telecom and IT agreements. I'm joined by two of my LB3 colleagues, Kevin DeLallo, a senior partner, and Sarah Crafasi, who is an LB3 associate. Okay, guys, thanks for joining me. Kevin, let me start with you. Can you provide a bit of background on why enterprises need to care about data security?
Sure, Joe. These issues are particularly challenging for both customers and service providers because the stakes are so high. Just think of the fallout from the Equifax breach or the Sony hack. It's been estimated that the cost of those high-profile security breaches is in the multiple billions of dollars. In our experience, customers and service providers waste a lot of time negotiating data security terms that the customers think they need, but the providers feel are burdensome. What's missing in many of these cases is an understanding of what the customer really needs, what risks its data is actually facing, what constraints the service provider is facing, and what a reasonable and fair allocation of responsibility to the service provider would be.
So, Sarah, do all types of service agreements raise the same data security concerns, or should data security be a higher priority in certain types of agreements rather than others?
Well, that depends on a couple of things. For example, the nature of the services that you're buying and the nature of the data that the provider will have access to. So the nature of the services will dictate in large part the extent to which the provider will have access to your data, and the greater that access, the higher the provider's standard of care should be. Now, agreements where the provider is more integrated into the day-to-day operations of a customer will raise greater data security concerns than those where the provider is merely transporting your data. So, for example, where a customer is hosting an app, operating a customer's data center, or managing a customer's router, then they clearly have access to your data, and more importantly, the provider has custody and control of the security related to that data storage. Now, in contrast, where a provider is only providing transport, data security may be less of a concern. Carriers increasingly are taking the position that mere transmission of content does not equate to the carriers having access to that content that would justify imposing data security obligations.
So, Kevin, does all data merit the same level of data protection?
No, it doesn't, Joe. There's a big difference between generic confidential information and more sensitive data, which typically involves personally identifiable information, or PII. Generic confidential information, like the terms of your master service agreement or the design of your network, should certainly be protected because it's competitively sensitive. But proprietary business information typically is not subject to the heightened level of legal and regulatory standards that apply to PII. So what is PII? PII is information that directly identifies an individual. For example, name, address, social security number, and so forth. Two types of PII are expressly regulated and subject to specific protection obligations in the United States. Financial information, which is subject to the Gramm-Leach-Bliley Act and the regulatory regime implementing that act, and health-related information, which is protected by HIPAA. Passwords and IP addresses also raise heightened concerns. Because of the significant legal consequences that often flow from a breach of PII, for example, identity theft, telecom and IT service agreements often require a higher standard of care for PII than they do for generic confidential information. The standards for protecting highly sensitive data also vary by jurisdiction. The General Data Protection Regulation, or GDPR, has imposed a whole slew of expanded obligations to protect the personal data of EU residents, regardless of where the company that's processing the data is located. So not only does a customer have to consider what types of data its service providers will have access to, but whom that data concerns. If the data concerns a resident of the EU, even if it's gathered outside the EU, it will require heightened data security measures, additional administrative procedures, and carry stiff penalties for breaches.
Well, how much protection is enough and how much is too much?
That is the million-dollar question. A comprehensive data security program should have a variety of safeguards, physical, technical, and administrative at least. Most large enterprises have developed their own data security schedules that detail specific measures that they expect their providers to take, but all of these safeguards will increase the provider's costs of operation. So providers are reluctant to agree to them when they aren't warranted, either because the nature of the information isn't particularly sensitive or the nature of the services doesn't give the carrier access to the information. And even if those safeguards might be warranted, providers will take a practical view of the economics of each deal and may conclude that the economic value of the relationship doesn't necessarily justify the expense of taking on data security obligations. So we have a pay-for-play situation here. The more money a carrier stands to make from a customer, the more it might be willing to invest in that relationship, including with regard to data security obligations. And by money, what we're talking about here is the commitment, not the run rate. Carriers don't want to put more money at risk than they stand to make from a deal. So if you're a customer committed to spending $10 million a year, you can't expect to get the level of protection from a carrier as another customer who's committed to spending $50 million a year.
Okay, Kevin, what remedies are appropriate for a customer in the event of a data breach? Is termination of the agreement too extreme?
Joe, security breaches are not like other types of contract breaches because they are incurable. You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube once it's come out. Unlike other breaches, the unauthorized disclosure of sensitive data isn't something that can be remedied with a commitment reduction or service credits. And carriers recognize this, so it's common in telecom and IT agreements to give the customer the right to terminate the contract immediately without liability if the service provider doesn't safeguard the customer's data adequately and a security breach results. But termination is a drastic remedy and a major hassle for the customer who would have to scramble to find alternative service. So a more practical alternative is to require the carrier to conduct a root cause analysis for the breach and to design and implement a program to eliminate the factors that led to the breach in the first place. If a customer isn't confident that the provider has done that or is capable of doing it, then termination would be an appropriate remedy. With or without a termination right, when a carrier is responsible for a data breach, it should be liable for certain costs that the customer will incur, including the cost of defending regulatory actions and paying fines, the cost of notifying potentially affected individuals of the breach, and the cost of obtaining credit monitoring for those individuals.
So given the enormous cost of data breaches involving PII, Sarah, is it fair to cap the service provider's exposure?
It is fair to use a cap here. Service providers are often willing to agree to uncapped liability for breaches of confidentiality as long as those breaches don't involve PII. But where PII is involved, because the damages can mount up so quickly, the parties will often agree on a separate liability cap. And the same factors that influence how much protection a service provider will agree to provide in general also influence how much liability providers will take on for breaches of PII, such as the customer's commitment and the customer's willingness to cooperate in protecting its own data. There's no formula here to calculate what's reasonable, but generally speaking, it's unrealistic to expect a carrier to agree to liability in excess of 36 months' charges under the agreement. And because the cost of data breach is not an easy thing to predict, customers should require carriers to maintain cyber insurance policies that can cover additional costs that exceed the liability cap.
All right. Thanks, Sarah. You know, I get that the service provider needs to be held accountable, but what role, if any, should a customer play in protecting its data? And how should the parties weigh their respective responsibilities and liability if things do go wrong?
Joe, this is an area that can bog down negotiations for days or even weeks. The thing to remember is that the purpose of data security provisions is to protect the customer's data while it is under the service provider's control. Any safeguards a customer might be willing to take to protect its own data will not compensate for sloppy handling of the data once it's in the carrier's possession. That said, carriers are increasingly insisting on shared responsibility for data security, and they are more inclined to step up when a customer agrees to have a role in protecting its data. We found that a simple, straightforward approach is to require the customer to take reasonable safeguards to protect its own data consistent with industry standards for the customer's business. Any attempt to define what is reasonable for a particular industry would be an exercise in frustration because the industry standard will almost certainly evolve over the term of the agreement. It also counts for a lot if the customer is willing to offset the service provider's liability for a data breach by the proportion of the customer's negligence, if any, in handling its own data.
Okay, we are about out of time. Do you guys have any closing thoughts?
The carriers giveth and the carriers taketh away, to paraphrase some scripture. So watch out for the carrier's disclaimers of liability. These will often be in those all caps sections and any statements about the customer's, quote, sole remedy for a carrier breach. These clauses are often drafted so broadly that they can negate any carefully negotiated data protections and leave you without a remedy.
And don't hesitate to ask if you have a question about whether a certain clause or a concept makes sense or is reasonable or is unrealistic. We're happy to answer any questions you might have.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. And thank you, Sarah. I think this has been a great discussion, and you guys have provided a lot for our listeners to consider when they're negotiating their data security provisions. And thank you to our listeners. If you'd like to learn more about data security or you have other ICT requirements, you can contact Sarah, Kevin, me, or any of our LB3 and TC2 colleagues by giving us a call, or you can shoot us an email. And you can also stay current by checking out our websites and follow us on LinkedIn.